it is more blessed to give than to receive. As I say, you won't find those words in the gospel accounts in Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, but they are in the Bible, and they're quoted in Acts chapter 20 and verse 35, where we read, remembering the words that the Lord Jesus himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Why? Why is this? Why is it more blessed to give than to receive? Now, I have to be honest at this point and admit that I really like getting stuff. My wife says that I am very easy to buy presents for. I take that as a compliment. I hope I am not just plain greedy. And when it comes to actually getting the presents, I am an unashamed ripper. I cannot wait to get to the gift inside, so I'll just tear off the wrapping paper and the bows and all this to get to the stuff inside. My wife, on the other hand, is one of those infuriating people who carefully unwraps their gifts. The kind of person who reuses wrapping paper from year to year, carefully peeling away the pieces of tape one piece at a time to avoid tearing the paper. You can imagine the tension this can generate even in the best of marriages. You may also observe that I personally am not a very good advertisement for the truth that it is more blessed to give than to receive. So what's the point of Jesus' counterintuitive reality that it's more blessed to give than to receive? How is it that giving wins over getting? How does it work? Well, one way that giving wins over getting is because it challenges my greed. I think at various times over these last few years, we've seen all around the world in our cities people speaking out and protesting against the perceived greed of somebody, whether big corporations or governments or just them. The outrage that the big internet companies like Apple or Google seem to pay remarkably little tax, avoiding bills of perhaps billions of dollars a year. And we know here in France and in Paris the tension that this perception of unfairness and inequality brings. Whatever else is going on, there seems to be something deep in human nature that rebels against the excesses of greed. And perhaps deep down we understand it is really more blessed to give than to receive. Another way that giving is blessed over getting is it reminds us that more of the same will not provide the answers for our problems. Because so many people, we search for hope and meaning in life. At what point do we realize that there has to be more to life than shopping? Where do we find the meaning and the purpose in life that we all desire? And then our problem is not going to be solved by getting more stuff. And when we talk to people, it seems that our problems, they're more about our need for love or forgiveness or hope rather than just getting bigger and better toys. Interestingly, things like love and forgiveness are experienced most fully when we give them rather than we want them. But the fundamental reason why it's more blessed to give than to receive is that we are most like God when we give. That's the origin of the whole gift-giving tradition at Christmas. God gives, and we give to reflect this. So many people, we go through life wondering about God. What is he, she, or it like? Well, you can try the source of all knowledge. You can Google for the answer. And I did. I searched the World Wide Web for people's ideas of God. I put the word God into Google and got approximately 1,780 million results in 0.62 seconds. And that is not including related searches listed for Jesus Christ, names of God, prayer, God particle, etc. The results offered me God on Twitter. The invitation to email God@omnipotent.com. There was iGod, inevitably, with the snappy catch line, repenting made easy. There were sites offering evidence for the existence of God, and there were sites offering evidence against the existence of God. My own favorite is the lifestyle shop in Hong Kong, GOD, Goods of Desire. That did come up. There was even one site offering me an interview with God. But problems viewing flash media on my Mac put an end to that particular spiritual search. All these ideas about God, but central to our Christian understanding of God, is that God is the great giver. That God loves the world so much that he gives. He gives his own Son, so that through faith in him we may receive the gift of life. Real life, life in all its fullness, life as sheer gift of grace, life stronger than death and beyond all the limits of time and frustration. The danger is we can just go through life ignoring God's precious gift. Of course, the commonest and perhaps the worst excuse for all this is we're just too busy. So many people answer the question, how are you doing? Busy, or maybe too busy. Are we really too busy for God and for his gift of life? Back in 2007, the Washington Post columnist Gene Weingarten organized a social experiment about perception, taste, and people's priorities. A young man emerged from the metro at L'Enfant Plaza station in Washington, D.C., and positioned himself against the wall beside a trash basket. He was nondescript, a youngish white male in jeans, a long-sleeved T-shirt, and a Washington Nationals baseball cap. From a small case, he removed a violin. He put the open case at his feet, and he shrewdly threw in a few dollars and some pocket change as seed money. He swiveled it to face the pedestrian traffic, and he began to play. It was 7:51 a.m. on Friday, January the 12th, the middle of the morning rush hour. In the next 43 minutes, as the violinist played, 1,097 people passed by. Kind of busking we see in the metro all the time. During the time, well, after about 3 minutes, a middle-aged man noticed that there was music playing. He slowed his pace and stopped for a few seconds, and then he hurried on to meet his schedule. About 4 minutes later, the violinist received his first dollar. A woman threw money in the hat and walked on without pausing. At 6 minutes, a young man leaned against the wall to listen, then looked at his watch and walked on again. At 10 minutes, a three-year-old boy stopped, but his mother tugged him along hurriedly. The child stopped to look at the violinist again, but the mother pushed hard, and the child continued to walk, turning his head the whole time. And actually, that happened with several other children. But every parent, without exception, forced their children to move on quickly. Only 6 people stopped and listened for a short while. About 20 people gave money, but continued to walk at their normal pace. The man collected a total of $32.17 from 27 passers-by. After 1 hour, he finished playing and silence took over. No one noticed, no one applauded. There was no recognition at all. No one knew it, but the violinist was Joshua Bell, one of the greatest musicians in the world. He had played one of the most intricate pieces, Chaconne, from Johann Sebastian Bach's Partita No. 2 in D minor. Bell commented, "Not just one of the greatest pieces of music ever written, but one of the greatest achievements of any man in history." It's a spiritually powerful piece, emotionally powerful, structurally perfect. Plus, it was written for a solo violin, so I won't be cheating with some half-assed version. He played it on his 300-year-old Stradivarius violin, worth about $4 million. 2 days before, Joshua Bell had sold out a theater in Boston, where the seats averaged $100 to sit and listen to the same music. Washington Post columnist Gene Weingarten won the 2008 Pulitzer Prize for his feature story on the experiment entitled Pearls Before Breakfast. Don't ignore the priceless gift that God offers in Jesus. Don't be too busy or preoccupied to refuse to listen to his music and appreciate his love. As we sang a moment ago in the familiar carol, beneath the angel strain have rolled 2,000 years of wrong, and man at war with man hears not the love song that they bring. Oh, hush the noise, ye men of strife, and hear the angels sing. This Christmas, don't be too busy or too preoccupied to walk on past not just the message of Jesus, but the love of God that is contained in there. Take opportunities to find out more about life and faith and God's gift in Jesus. Of course, we welcome everybody at St. Mark's, whoever you are and whatever your stage of faith or not, to find out more about this extraordinary gift. God really is the greatest giver. And he ultimately is why giving triumphs over getting. Listen to what he says to you through the Christmas story. As we sit, let me pray for us for a moment.